Welcome to day five. We have made it halfway through the course and done the deep digging emotional work. Today we will celebrate with a release ceremony where we focus on letting go and forgiveness. I hope that you found yesterday's session helpful and you were able to begin to heal the wounds of the past. Isn't it incredible how much power they have over us? Most of the time, without us really realizing. Today, we will be celebrating our progress of healing the pain of the past with a release ceremony. Ceremonies or rituals are an ancient process that have been about since the beginning of times. I love ceremonies as they really set the mood, be it a celebration of love, tradition, or even sadness. It helps us to connect more with the deeper parts of ourselves that we sometimes shy away from. When we think of ceremonies, we usually think of those big celebrations such as marriage, baptisms, or cultural or religious customs. These are only a fraction of the rituals that have spanned history. Back in the Roman times, they used rituals for many more reasons, such as harvesting or to honour the planets. Rituals or ceremonies form part of our everyday life. They are the little habits we repeat every day, our traditions and customs. They are a feature of all known human societies. Even common actions like handshaking while saying hello is a ritual. What rituals or ceremonies do you practice on a daily basis? This ritualized behavior is controlled by our subconscious mind. Therefore, rituals are used as part of the holistic healing process, something we will be tapping into today. Patheos.com tells us, in Roman terms, a ceremony is described as a marriage of prayer and action, where the words give meaning to an action and the action gives substance to the words. Furthermore, Roman rites can be said to be composed of four parts. Part 1, the approach. Part 2, the gesture and prayer. Part 3, the request. And part 4, the reply. There are many reasons why we would conduct a ceremony. Today, we will be focusing on building our own release ceremony, something we can come back to time and time again. This ritual can be used on a regular basis to help us let go and forgive the pains of the past. I personally experienced an incredible shift after completing my own heart healing ceremony. I completed this ritual on the full moon, and it was even more powerful with Mother Nature behind it. I even managed to feel the effects of letting go for up to 48 hours afterwards in my heart chakra. We will be working with the ancient Roman rites I described before in order to release and let go. Why is it important to forgive and let go? Well, when someone hurts us, it can be hard to forgive them for their actions. But ultimately, not forgiving someone is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Not forgiving will only hurt you in the long run. Forgiving someone does not mean that what they did was okay. It does mean, however, that you have made peace with the pain and have moved on to a happier place. Gandhi once said, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong." In my opinion, to forgive someone is the highest, most beautiful form of love there is. Something we must learn in order to progress upon this journey of love. Before we begin, remember, this is your release ceremony, so do what feels right for you. I would recommend that you complete this during a moment of stillness or peace, so come back to the recording later if now is not the right moment. This is a sacred rite of passage into the next phase of your learning to love, and should be celebrated however you see fit. First, we begin with the approach. I invite you to go back to your notes for the past couple of days and take a few minutes to think about what you are ready to let go of and forgive. You may come up with one item, or you may have a whole list of things to let go of. Sure, you felt hurt, anger, sadness, disappointment, regret and betrayal, but now is the time for us to regain power and step forward in a new direction, one towards bliss, happiness, and eternal unconditional love. Feel free to pause the audio as you think about your approach. Once we have decided who or what memory we are ready to let go of, we can move to the next step. Secondly, we decide upon the gesture or prayer. You may wish to light a candle or burn some incense as your gesture, or bring some flowers into your sacred ceremonial space. Alternatively, you may wish to gather any things that belong to the person. I will offer you a simple prayer of thanks, but it may feel more personal and sacred if you take some time to write this yourself. It does not need to be long. A short note of gratitude will suffice. However, you can use the following if you wish. To all that exists above, today and every day, I ask that you give me the strength to forgive and let go all that no longer serves me. I ask for the forgiveness of any errors or mistakes I have made in the past and may make in the future. Thank you for guiding me along this path. Thirdly, we make our request. Now we bring forth the person or memory you wish to release, and we make our request of them. We begin by closing our eyes. Let's take 3 deep breaths. Now begin to visualize them. Imagine they are standing right in front of you. Feel the energy between you. Does it feel negative or positive? Notice how this changes once you begin to interact with them. What would you like to request of them? Now is the time to ask for this. It may be as simple as, I choose to forgive you, and in my doing this, I know I will now be able to move forward fully. I release you and I give thanks for our time together, knowing this was all part of a higher plan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And finally, the reply. For this final stage, we visualize or imagine what the person would say to us in response, or how the memory would look if we could change it. What reply do you wish to receive? Once you have received the response you needed, thank them and send them on their way, visualizing them fade away into the distance. To close the ceremony, I suggest that you offer your gratitude by saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is, to seal the practice. Take some quiet time to really celebrate the releasing of this negative energy that has been holding you back. You may wish to play some beautiful music and dance, or you may prefer to sit in stillness afterwards. If you feel sad, lonely, or empty after this practice, do not feel concerned. This is all part of the releasing. Sometimes, after a release ceremony, we can feel very emotional for the days that follow. This too will pass. I hope that you enjoyed creating your own release ceremony today, and that you are going forth into the remainder of the day a little lighter. I look forward to greeting you in tomorrow's session, where we will begin to make space for love to enter. As always, wishing you a beautiful, love-filled day.